Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And welcome back, Wisconsin. It is a Thursday edition of the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Appreciate you hanging out with me today. Joe Zanzola is here as well, and Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name. I know. He is alongside as well. He's a good dude. I found it interesting, Joe, the Scooter Gennett interview, and we'll get to a piece that he comes from on the player side in just a second here, but there seems to be this groundswell of, I don't want to, you know, feed the fire or anything, but it sure seems to me like a battle, and it really doesn't have to be, between the players' union, so the players and the owners. I tend to side on the owners on this because I think they're being, and again, I can be wrong, but I think they're willing to work with the landscape of the situation, the baseball landscape here, to say, you know, 40% of our income is based on fan attendance. And when there's no fan attendance, well, then how can we pay you full price to the players? Then the players come back and they say, well, we had an agreement back in March. Well, again, things change. They're changing so quickly. New data is coming out, and there's science, and there's safety, and there's protocols, and there's so many things that change over the course of time. And quickly, as I said, that sometimes you have to shift on the fly. And if the from this side of things, when the players say, "Hey, you had an agreement, you gotta stay with your agreement," then the owners should come back and say, "Hey, well, then what do we say to you when you hold out and you're under contract?" I mean, it's tough. It's a tough debate, and I understand both sides. But I do believe the owners are being upfront in saying, we will split whatever we make on this. What other company in any way, shape, or form would give you an even split? I know there's profit sharing. I know there's incentives. I get that. And that cuts into the bottom line of companies. And they have offered that to many different employees. But a 50-50 split, you're never going to get that. I'll never get that. In fact, I've been in this business 32 years, and I've received one profit-sharing check. It was nice, too. It was like $600. I mean, but it was like in 1990. Literally, I was just into the business a few years, and I got a profit-sharing check. But that's, you know, again, this is a 50-50 split. And I think the players are really held to the point of having to take this deal. having to trust their bosses. They're going to have to trust their bosses on this. But I totally understand the debate on both sides. What is a tough pill to swallow for us fans is that, as Adam McAlvey said last hour, it's hearing, you know, billionaires fighting about money with millionaires. Well, as Scooter Jeanette told us just a little while ago, that most of these players are not millionaires. And I completely understand that, and that's true. He told us his check, his two-week check when he was playing up there in Appleton for the T-Rats was $356 after taxes, a two-week check. That was a professional baseball contract. You know, people get confused by the word professional. They just immediately think major leagues. No, you're getting paid to play a sport. You are a professional, whether that's bowling or baseball. So Scooter Jeanette, some interesting things to say as we talked to him about a half hour or so ago. He had the players' angle.
I think they will, but like I said, it's an important time for the players to you know, have each other's back on the same page, just to hold their ground, you know, stay in their ground, because this is, you know, unlike anything that's ever happened before. So if these things pop up down the road and they take control and do everything that they want to do, and we just sign it and say, okay, yeah, we'll do that every time, eventually we're not, or what do we have a union for? You know, what do we, you know, it's like the Teamsters union back in the day. My grandpa was a truck driver. Like, those guys weren't nice in those meetings. Those guys were standing up screaming because they're tired of getting taken advantage of. And that's where we're at. I mean, it's never going to stop. So I just hope that it nothing else in the game changes, that they don't try to, you know, only play eight innings, seven innings, because people can't keep their 90% of people watching can't keep their attention. They change the channel. Like, that's stupid. What about the 10% that are watching every game, that love the game as much as we do? What about them? You know, and that's what's sad, is it's all about the views. Them. It's all about the money, all about the views.
It's important to keep in mind that us fans, it's a game to us, right? To them, it's their job. And I understand that concept. I completely get it. Now, on the other hand, the owners, they are the ones that have the full investment in the company. And then there's the employees. Economically speaking, Commissioner Rob Manfred.
Yeah, the economic effects are devastating, frankly, for the clubs. We're a big business, but we're a seasonal business. And unfortunately, this crisis began at kind of the low point for us in terms of revenue. We hadn't quite started our season yet. And if we don't play a season, the losses for the owners could approach $4 billion. Whenever there's a discussion about economics, publicly, people tend to characterize it as a fight. Me personally, I have great confidence that we'll reach an agreement with the Players Association, both that it's safe to come back to work and work out the economic issues that need to be resolved.
I agree with him on the hopeful and optimistic side of things, but there is a heavy road to hoe here. There are some, as Scooter Jeanette said, the old Teamsters union standing up and ranting and raving and screaming. I mean, there may have been and may be some of that here. I do believe that there is a compromise here, and it has to be both financially and it has to be done safely. And that's where the compromise has got to come in. But the safety part of things, keep in mind, folks, it's the same safety that you're up against at your job. And that needs to be determined by you. You feel safe going back to work? Well, that's up to you. And I appreciate your sentiment on that. But I get this feeling that people are looking at this baseball situation like it's bigger than your situation. It's not bigger than your situation. It's the same situation. Everything's relative to the domain. Your domain has a $50,000 annual income. Does the number really matter? So they have an average salary in Major League Baseball of $4 million per player. That's on average. The minimum is, you know, $550,000 to play one season if you're the lowest paid player on the team. But the average is right around $4 million. But that number doesn't matter, right? Why is it that it's looked at as this is this special situation that they need to be given the safety precautions more so than you? Because it's not any different. I still have not, to this minute in time, have been explained why that's a different job than yours. We all get it's a game, but why is it a different job? It's considered a different job than yours. It's not in this situation. It's not. It's the identical thing. It's the same thing. A lot of money involved. I get it. Hey, it's relative to you, too. You have a lot of money involved in it. It's you have to look at it as a ratio. It's like asking a billionaire to pay a speeding ticket of $129. Well, that $129 is nothing to him, but it's huge to you. I mean, you have to just look at the ratio of how this impacts you as you need to go back to work. At some point, we got to make a living. I have to go back to work. I have to step foot into a radio studio. It's had microphones and buttons and countertops and door handles and facilities just like you do. We can't look at these baseball players and I love the game of baseball. You guys know that. I love it. I just to the core, I love it. But we need to stop in this situation praising these guys like they're different than us. No, it's the same. It's the same thing. They need to work it out, just like your bosses are setting forth some guidelines, safety guidelines at work. They have to also. It's okay. I mean, we're all going through it. But to think that their job is different than ours, I think is nonsense when it comes to this philosophy. I'm just philosophically speaking. Do they make a ton of money? For sure. So do the owners. That's why they bought the company. You heard Rob Manfred. Do you think he's bold-faced lying when he says the owners stand to lose if there's no season? $4 billion? There's no chance the owners want to lose $4 billion. There's no chance on average the players want to lose $4 million on average per player. If you want to join this conversation, 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. That's 855-830-8648, because there comes a time where they're going to have to look each other in the eye and say, we need to go back to work, just like all of us. I'm not going to debate what side of the political aisle you're on going back or not going back. It doesn't matter. The end game, the end line for all of us at some point, I won't even tell you when, but at some point, we need to get back to work. We do. We all are aware of that. Deep down, you can disagree if you want, but deep down, at the end of the day, we have to go back to work. So do they. So do I. So do you. Again, 855-830-8648. Problem here? I'll tell you the biggest problem after the break here. It's the biggest problem that they have, and it might surprise you what it is. We'll have that next for you on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors, a Wisconsin essential business. The special 555 offer continues at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can schedule your appointment right now. You can do it in your home, and they'll be safe. You can be safe, too, virtually online, or the showroom is open. And on top of no interest for 5 years, no first payment for 5 months, you're going to get an extra 5% off of your order. Listen, if you've been looking out the windows and you're thinking to yourself, man, I need some new windows, I need a new patio door, they're hard to open, they're dirty, they're inefficient, or you just want to add value to your home, now is the time to do it. They follow the CDC guidelines, and think about this. Pella measures, manufactures, installs, assembles, and they back them with the best warranty in the business. Those are fantastic doors and windows. The 555, it continues. Plus, no interest for 5 years, 5% bonus savings, and no first payment for 5 months. All to approved credit, but only through May 30th. So set your appointment right now and save. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. They have the Quickery 8-count hot dog and hamburger buns, only 99 cents each. The offer is good through June 4th. And today only, the Angus cheeseburger or the spicy chicken sandwich, only $2.19 a piece. Don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card when you head in there. That is our good friends at Quick Trip.
Welcome back. It is the Bill Michaels Show, the Thursday edition. My name is Tim Allen, in for Bill today. Joe Zenzola is here, and you guys at 855-830-8648. That is the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line, talking about, you know, whether or not we need to look at this situation with the players and the league in baseball as different from you and your situation as going back to work. I get this is bound to be a debate, and it probably is. And I know in my inner circle here that it is a debate going on with my loved ones and family members with their place of employment. And that is, what happens if players don't feel safe? Or what happens if you don't feel safe? It's the same debate. Take the money away. Take the money aside. It's the same thing. So we'll get your reaction here. Mike, sit tight. We'll get to you in just a second. Listening on the Zone in Madison, Jim felt the need to call the Bill Michaels Show. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Tim, how you doing? Thanks for taking
more important call. How you are, Jim.
What's that?
It's way more important how you are.
Oh, hold on. I'm doing great. I'm heading north, so on. Nice holiday weekend, and hopefully the weather will be nice up there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wanted to touch a little bit on your conversation with Scooter. First of all, you know, I respect the guy. You know, I sure as heck wish he could have put up those numbers when he was playing for the Crew. But one thing he said that really kind of stuck with me was, you know, how out of touch he actually is with the common person. And I don't know the exact quote, but it was similar to the effect of, you know, some of these guys only have 100, maybe 200 grand in the bank. That's not life-changing money. My God, what is that guy thinking? I mean, I take half that as a life-changing money. You know, so I don't know. To me, that just kind of showed how to touch some of these professional athletes are with the salaries that they're making compared to what us common people do. So I was pretty disappointed in that conversation. Now, as far as people going back to work or ball players going back to the field, I think it's just like anybody else. If you want to go back, go back. You get paid. If you don't want to go back, don't go back, but you're not going to get paid not going back. That's my personal opinion on it. So,
no, and I don't think you're unlike a lot of other people. Jim, thanks for listening on the Zone in Madison there. You're not unlike a lot of sentiment that's coming out here. I just want to make clear the point. They're no different than you. They're not. And it's just, it's like they should be put on this big pedestal. And rightly so, they've earned it in terms of us fans, in terms of watching a baseball game. I mean, I love this team. I love this Brewers team. And you guys know that. I just love Brewers. But always have as a little kid, got addicted to it, and just it's a forever love. And even to this day, I at times still get a little nervous talking to these guys. Just because I look up to them. But when it comes to this part of it, when it comes to you saying that a different set of rules applies in your employment than does me, that's nonsense. It's nonsense. I just, you know, again, there are a million quotes I have saved up for another show. But I think the running tally is somewhere around 50 different quotes that I have. Prepped, if you will, ready for another show. And we might get it tomorrow in the Milwaukee area on the Fan. But there's so many different philosophies, but at the end of the argument or debate, I keep calling it a battle or an argument, and I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't fall into that media trap. At the end of the debate, which is a great debate, safety and compensation, it's absolutely fine. At the end of all of that, what's the answer? This is where we got to get to. What is the answer? The answer is simple. It's go back to work. And if you have to take a pay cut, then you have to take a pay cut. And if you don't want to take that pay cut, then you got to apply for a different job. Let's talk to Mike in Waukesha. Mike, you're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I guess when I hear the statement about the owners losing possibly $4 billion, and I mean it's a horse apiece, are they losing it or are they just not making it? I mean, I guess it may be in people's eyes the same thing, but when I look at the players and I think, well, hey, you guys don't want to play. You're so important. You're afraid you're going to get sick. And they do think they're more important than a normal person. I understand that. And maybe they are. They're entertainment. I don't know. But I know I have to go to work. And there's an awful lot of people that don't have jobs. And, I mean, this is a lost year for a lot of people. I mean, it's almost like who cares anymore? So my point being, okay, you guys shut the game down. Just don't play for a year. And in fact, maybe the owners should tell the union, well, until we come up with a vaccination, we're going to shut this game down. Let's see how many years these guys want to go without a paycheck. I mean, it's out of control. The money's out of control. I mean, I know diehard baseball fans that don't even go anymore because they're so sick of what's going on out there. And these guys are arguing about we should get our full pay. I mean, you got to be kidding me. There's too many people out there that are out of jobs. And it's like you don't see the world the way it is because you live like Scooter Jeanette. Oh, boy, I didn't even hear that comment about the $100,000 to $200,000 in the bank. If I had that, I might even think about retiring right now. But anyway, I just think they should shut it down, and then nobody gets paid. And if you want to, maybe they can waste a year of their lives the way the rest of us are wasting years from our life. I mean, how much we've lost in our 401ks, you can go on and on and on. This has been butcherous for the normal person. These guys can survive. They've got the money. We don't. So I really don't care. It's pretty sad because I'm almost starting to feel like the year they went on a baseball strike where I don't care if they come back or not. Thanks, Tim.
You got it, Mike. And that is a valid point. That strike back in the early 90s, that did hurt the game of baseball. And there's a little cat and mouse game going on here. A debate over millions and billions? Hey, let's share the losses, can we? What's good for the game? Hey, there's a trend in Wisconsin amongst the local media broadcasters and writers that I've noticed here the last year and a half, let's say. Maybe two. Ed Holm from Yahoo Sports is going to talk some football with me, and I'll tell you and I'll tell him what the trend is I've noticed with the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. That's all next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, reminding you if you do get out and about, drink responsibly, stay socially distant, but enjoy yourself in the summer as it starts to warm up, all brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Traeger Grills. Traeger Grills, the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You're going to do some grilling this weekend, aren't you? I bet you are. You can pick yours up just like I did from Ben and his great staff at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware. You can also go to Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin. And just ask them about the Traeger Grill. That thing is fantastic. You're going to love it this weekend. Get you one. Get your grill on. That's from our friends over there at Traeger Grills.
And welcome back. It is the Bill Michaels Show, a Thursday edition. No Bill today. Tim Allen in for Bill. There's Joe Zenzola. But switch gears here a little bit. Coming up at the top of the hour here, we will talk with Brewers' current bench coach, Pat Murphy. He will join us and get his thoughts on the debate. I think that's a good word. It's a big debate going on between the players and the league in regards to getting baseball back on the field. Not the only debate going on. I've noticed the debate just bubbled up here in the last 24 hours of some NBA stuff, the negotiations going on to see what they're going to do with their season. And the NFL just sort of quietly just laying in the weeds here. I think they're anticipating just about as close to normal standard as they can, barring full attendance. And I think that's some negotiations that are going on as well. Let's talk some NFL football with Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports as he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, thanks for the time, man.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's get the national perspective from Eric Edholm here of Yahoo Sports. I've noticed a trend here in my world, in the state of Wisconsin, throughout the state, absorbing, like you, everything sports, and I absorb a lot about the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love and that situation. Last year and a half or so, I've noticed a trend amongst Wisconsin broadcasters and writers. And it seems like they are just turning their back on a future Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And that might be a strong statement, but it's just a trend. And quite frankly, I'm getting a little tired of defending a Hall of Fame quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. The national perspective on number 12 in Green Bay. What do you have for
You're
us,
listening
Eric?
To
Yeah, it's obviously a fascinating debate, right? And sometimes the closer you are to the situation, yes, you're sort of dialed in on the granular discussions and the day-to-day stuff. But, you know, sometimes people on a national perspective are kind of like you, where they say, geez, are we beating this guy up a little too much? Are we putting too much of the blame or not giving enough of the credit to number 12? I mean, I think it's a fair question. Were there times last year where his play was a little less than, amazing or whatever we used to assume was the level of play that would come almost weekly with Aaron Rodgers? Sure, absolutely. Was there a feeling out process with Matt LaFleur that, you know, took some time, and obviously the chemistry of the receivers was something that was sort of a brewing development or whatever? No doubt. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know that the Packers' actions in this last draft suggested that they're just completely shutting the door on Aaron Rodgers. There's still a window to thrive, but it does beg the question, you know, are they seeing themselves as less than a 3-13 team that just came off the NFC Championship? And did that help kind of dictate a move that appears to be more for the future in drafting Love and you know, taking some guys to help the run game?
A few days ago, and he addressed the media on that pick, and when he said he wasn't particularly thrilled with the selection of Jordan Love, he said it, and I can appreciate that honesty and transparency, and he knows that he's not a dumb dude. He gets it, but I yeah. like the fact that he just said, hey, man, I wasn't thrilled, but he was on the other side of that thing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if there's anybody who can understand Jordan Love's perspective, it's certainly Aaron Rodgers. Same team, virtually the same stage of their careers in terms of, you know, coming in with an entrenched starter, you know, on the back end of his career. Not quite at the twilight, but, you know, nearing that range. You know, it's hard not to take it as somewhat of a personal affront, right? I mean, it's hard not to say, geez, you know, we win one more game and we're in the Super Bowl. A receiver would be nice, you know, an offensive tackle, even help on defense, whatever. I mean, I completely get that perspective. And, you know, there was talk about Tom Brady not being thrilled that Jimmy Garoppolo was a second-round pick back in, what was it, 2014. And all they do is overcome a terrible start to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, these things do have a way of working themselves out if the team's good enough. So I always appreciate candor from athletes or for coaches or whoever else in sports, because it feels like so seldom these days we get that. And when we do get it, our immediate reaction is, ooh, controversy. I don't, you know, that's not my natural reaction. It's more like, hey, this is what he was feeling, and he's willing to share it with everybody. That's pretty rare these days, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, well said, well said. Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports. And now you look at Matt LaFleur, and you saw reports out the last few years about the relationship between Rodgers and McCarthy, and now you've got, you know, some people just, you know, stoking a fire that really isn't there. Now we have to look at the relationship between Rodgers and LaFleur, and now he's on the clock. It's just another angle to get at this guy. But in terms of the Packers as a whole, 13-3 last year, as you said, a game away from the Super Bowl. Do they, and this is the big question, do they take that step back just solely because we can slice and dice all the numbers and the matchups and things like that? I heard one national broadcaster say they were the most overrated 13-3 team in NFL history based on what they did last year. But what do we expect this year? You know, you have a team that's a little bit in transition here. But man, they were good. They were you can't argue with a 13-3 team.
Yeah, and I'm a Chicago resident. Maybe I'll endear myself to the fans. I think the most overrated 13-3 team of all time, at least that I can recall, were the 2001 Bears. I never felt like that team was ever as good as their record indicated. Obviously, so
good answer.
Perhaps, yeah, exactly. Right. I try to butter up the locals a little bit. No, right. You know, there were times that they. I mean, what were they, an 11-5 team on paper with a 13-3 record? I don't know. I mean, you know, you could look at those win totals and get a little starry-eyed and say, wow, I mean, they only lost three games. Let's give them a little credit. Granted, you know, one of them was pretty handily to the team that ended up beating them later in the season in the NFC Championship game. You know, it's clear that matchup wasn't a very favorable one either time they faced the 49ers. You know, sometimes that happens. Good teams run into a club they just can't beat. So you have to give them the credit for going out there and accomplishing what they did in the coach's first year, you know, with instability questions or questions about how good this actually that team was heading into last season. But at the same time, is it fair to say that, you know, that they could win fewer games this year? Absolutely, especially if, you know, the division is better. Maybe the Bears get a little more stability at quarterback. Maybe the Lions get Stafford back and win some games with him there. You know, the Vikings had a great draft. You could see them possibly, you know, being a little bit better in the standings. So those things all factor into. Could they take a step back in wins and actually, you know, do as well in the postseason? Sure. So I guess the questions are, what does the offense look like? Can the defense supply as much pressure as it did last year? And how exactly are kind of the corner spots going to line up? And is there enough depth on certain spots? But, you know, I still think they're pretty good. I don't know. It's going to take me a couple months to really sort out that whole division and how it's going to all lay out.
Well, not only the division, but the NFC as a whole. Now,
sure.
with Tampa Bay, with what they've done and what they've got now, you have to assume that the San Francisco 49ers are probably the team to beat on the NFC side of things, but Seattle you can't count out, the New Orleans Saints you can't count out. I think I agree with you on the Minnesota Vikings. I think they're a team that could bubble up and do some heavy damage. The Dallas Cowboys are up there and seem to be young and poised and improved throughout the draft. Where do we put the Green Bay Packers amongst the front runners in that NFC?
Yeah, I wouldn't list them first or second, but I wouldn't list them seventh or eighth, right? And we do have the expanded playoffs this year, which is kind of interesting as well. It's something that, you know, I have to sort of remind myself about with an extra postseason team in there. But yeah, I mean, I would probably put them, you know, somewhere in between that 3-6 range in the NFC pecking order. As you pointed out, it's probably the stronger conference right now with Brady going from the AFC, you know, Brady and Gronk, I guess you'd have to say, going from the AFC to the NFC, you know, the Saints seemingly recalibrating for another Super Bowl run. The 49ers kept things together pretty well, I think, for the most part. Had to make a couple of, you know, big name deletions, but also added some stuff too. Seemed like the Arizona Cardinals could jump up, but, you know, I wouldn't put the Cardinals or anybody like that ahead of Green Bay. I don't know that I'd put the LA Rams ahead of them. I don't even know that I'd put the Seahawks ahead of them. And I'm not 100% sure the Bucs are just going to vault right into the playoffs because Tom Brady's there. I mean, I don't know. I'm just pumping the brakes a little bit on that one because I want to get a good feel for whether that defense is going to be worth a playoff type of team.
Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports, our guest here on the Bill Michaels Show and the Schneider Orange Hotline. Okay, so I'm a Vegas guy, and a lot of people are. And Vegas, it looks like the Venetian is going to open up on June 1st, it looks like. They might be the first to open up. Obviously, in the next few months, most of the casinos will open up. You got some cash to put on an MVP of the NFL season, upcoming season. Patrick Mahomes at 4-1, Lamar Jackson, yep, last year's winner at 6.5. Then you dip to, this surprised me, Dak Prescott at 9-1. This is according to Caesars just about a week or so ago. You've got Kyler Murray and Tom Brady in there at 16-1. Drew Brees, yep, is at 20-1. Aaron Rodgers, steal. I think he's got a shot at it at 25-1. Keeping in mind also, and I'm sure you've seen this stat, for the last 5 years, the MVP has been a 30 or better to one shot.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. So who is it? Could it be? We saw Mahomes just bubble up from a 35-1 a couple of years ago. Lamar Jackson, I think at this time last year, was about 40-1. So who in your mind might be a little bit of a sleeper, some good value on a future?
Yeah, Murray's, I think you might be kind of leaning in this direction. I think I picked up on it, or at least I'm feeling that way, and a lot of other people too. I mean, Murray's the fascinating sort of long shot play, not quite 30. I think you said it was 16-1, if I'm not mistaken. And look, I mean, you know, is that asking too much? Well, it would have been asking about the same as what we saw, actually probably a little less. I mean, to be honest, I think Kyler Murray played better in 2019 than Lamar Jackson did in 2018. Granted, there were, you know, fewer opportunities for him. He had to win the starting job. He had to, you know, they had to switch offenses completely in Baltimore once he took over. He was good, but I think Murray was actually a little bit better. And you add, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, another year of Larry Fitzgerald, all those young receivers a year older. Cliff Kingsbury seems to have a pretty good thing going with that offense out there. And if that defense doesn't improve, I mean, they were like 30th, 31st, or 32nd in about eight categories last year. That just means more shootouts. And, you know, if they win games 37-34 and Murray's running for scores and throwing for 340 yards, and, you know, you can live with a pick or two here or there or some fumbles, what have you. But if he's putting up those video game numbers, right, the dual threat quarterback these days, this is a golden era for it, you know. And I think we're more attuned to appreciate that style of quarterback, and we see the fantasy aspect of it certainly have impact on the MVP voting, I think. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but I'm saying at 16-1, I like the odds. And I wouldn't mind putting a nickel on that one.
Yep, I'm with you on that. Hey, we made it through an entire segment. We didn't mention COVID-19, pandemic, or stay at home. Eric, I'm proud of us.
My bingo sheet is naked over here, man. I'm hurting without those, you know.
Awesome. Eric, thanks for the time. Hopefully we get a chance to talk again, all right?
Looking forward to it. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. There he is, Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, here on the Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Leading up into our conversation with Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy, just some additional baseball notes. That's next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Four Seasons Island Resort and Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort as well. If you want to go up north and do some social distancing, that's where it was invented. The Four Seasons Island Resort is in Pembine, Wisconsin, or Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, home of the Timberstone Championship Golf Course. Both are absolutely beautiful. Go to TimberstoneGolfCourse.com. That's TimberstoneGolfCourse.com. Or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com.
And current Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy joins us in a couple of minutes. Can you tell I miss baseball? We all miss baseball. Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill. Tom Glavine, you know the name. I just wanted to run this by you. When we talked to Scooter Jeanette last hour, and And a lot of it rubbed some people the wrong way about his viewpoints on the player's angle of things. But here's a former player that not only had huge success in the big leagues, but also went through the strike-shortened seasons, or season, as it were, in his situation. But here's what he had to say in terms of talking to some of the players. This is a quote from Tom Glavine. "You might take the blame for the sport not resuming," talking about the players, "if it were to come down to an economic issue, and that's the reason why baseball didn't come back. You're looking at a situation similar back to the strike season back in the 90s. Even if players were 100% justified in what they're complaining about, they are still going to look bad." And again, he's not necessarily saying it would be their fault. He's saying that just that would be the perception from us looking at the situation. Now, quite surprisingly, in checking out social media and listening to some of the shows here on all different platforms, I think there's some of you that believe that the owners are completely out of line here, which I'm not saying either party is out of line necessarily. I'm just saying if the out of line part would be both of them, owners, players union, if there is no baseball this year, when in terms of the health and safety protocols were put into place and everyone agreed on those, if it came down to the economics, yeah, then that would be the travesty. More from Tom Glavine. "I understand that a big part for all of us getting back to our normal is having sports back, but you cannot dismiss a player's concern for his health or his family's health any more than you would discipline your own concerns. If I were playing today, I would not say, hell no, I'm not playing. But of course I would have a concern once I step out that door and you go back into that world. There's a chance you're bringing something home to your family. It's 100% fair for coaches, players, everybody to be concerned about that." He's right. Just like we're concerned about going to work. Just like I'm concerned about going to work. I think in general, radio people in my 32 years of this business might be the worst at hygiene on the planet. So, I mean, we all have to have the risk factor. Indeed. Let's talk to Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy in just a minute or two here. Stick around. More here on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.